Simon Kuf Chavav. Shliach Tzibur Shatoa Bedilek Achas Michal Brachus. He forgot. He skipped the bracha. Made a mistake. He skipped the bracha. Remember, they were the importance of the Shliach Tzibur was because he knew Baal Peh. And they didn't have a siddur. Now, Ukushemaskira no so Yudei Alach Shalom Kamei.
So he hadn't finished yet.
So they pointed out, and he went back to the right place and said the bracha. So ein masalik on his side. So we do not need to worry about the fact that he skipped it. Is indicative of some type of a problem, and we let him continue. However, ablam dilek birchas hamalshinim, the Gemara says, if he skips the bracha of malshinim. We're concerned that maybe he skipped it because he's one of them. And therefore, so that's casts a concern over him, and therefore we have to remove him from his post. However, if he did, he started saying it, then he got confused. So that happens. Mishaburus of cut and olive. Shatov b'dileg. Lafuk im hezir b'dileg.
How do we know?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. I feel the b'shar brachas m'sakon miyad. Okay. So he's removed from his position. Mikol brachas. But to learn, I feel him tov b'dileg birchas tchis hamesim. So we could be concerned that maybe the reason why he skipped that bracha is because he doesn't believe in it, so that maybe he's an Epicurus. We don't remove him arguing we don't say that it was just a mistake. Fine. Because the malshinim is an act of giving a klala or a tefillah against individuals which represent X. So if he's one of them, he's not going to want to say that. Whether he believes in tchias hamesim or doesn't believe in tchias hamesim, you know, there's nothing there which would be something which would be necessarily that would bother him to say it. That must be the reason why he skipped it is because he doesn't believe in it. By Mitaz Asirle, however, deem Hishbet Shteim, if he had skipped both, Bavadim Nasikh Malachish Lazeb, I feel him Hishbet Masalka Nasib, Vyesha Chokinolab. But if he skipped both Chiesa Mesim and Bernay Yerushaloyim, or Samach Dobid, right, so there's something funny over here, and we have to be Masalakim. And even if he began and then he stopped before that, he got confused, he couldn't finish. If it happened by both, we're concerned. V'da'ad ha'muchel l'kul yama, but this much we can infer from everybody over here. Nim anu yoydim shukar v'tchias v'meisim, enot maim v'gulo asida. This is all because we don't have to infer from the fact that he skipped it, that he doesn't believe in it. But if we know that he doesn't believe in it, if the person is apikaris, he can't be davening for leading the tzibur. Big mulvonish, yeah. Gemul is lashon of skar, yeah. Vim omed bechazaka ein einen amen acharav. If he forced himself up to the omed. So we don't answer remain to his brachas. Finally, have a simon gimel sipyut kaz. Now the truth is over there that any time a person is omid bechazaka, we don't answer remain after his brachas. So, but the point is, here we're clearly telling him, don't go. If he does go anyway, so obviously you would not respond to his brachas. So if he made a mistake in any one of these brachas, say misalkan aside. Al Sharin Acha Yaskiro Isoi, we let him pause till he reminds himself. So he pauses, he collects himself, he figures out what to say, and then we wait patiently. And then when he remembers, he will continue from that spot, like the lochem. Okay? He cannot remember a bracha. The Berlocha raises the question: if a person tries for a period of time and he can't pull it together, if there's somebody else who does know it, I mean, I'm not sure why they couldn't just remind him exactly. But be that as it may, so at some point, you know, we say that, you know, his time is up. So Rambam says that the time, we give him an hour, and after an hour he can't remember, so somebody else will take over. Very patient Seberg. Can you imagine that nowadays? Okay.
Very popular.
What?
You would be very popular these days.
Yeah, very popular. Okay. Avalim dileg bichus mashinim. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah davka kasha dileg kula. Totally skipped the bracha. Avalim dileg rosha bracha b'sima hachasimos. If he left off the beginning of the words, but he finished off the bracha properly. So the lochah lomatzino shemisalkan so. We don't find that we remove him. Chenim rotzalarim lakarifim, in lerotzalarim lakarifim ela velamalshinim, misalkan so. Nay sheish mekam shemar lechadchila velamalshinim. So there was a nusach of lakarifim, and we are our nusach is the malshinim. So really, the malshinim really is. Like a secondary issue, the main issue was that the bracha was niskan connected the kaifer. So why don't we say that? So some actually say because of the censorship issues. I once saw a sitter actually has the kaifer. Yeah, but you cannot ever see that even nowadays, right?
It's never really the same thing.
A malshin really is the main thing is that he's
an informer. Working,
he's an informer.
Lushan.
But the main. The cut of the bracha what Iker was because of the kaifrim who were the most assumptions is because it was because of the early Christians who were redefining the Torah, and they were at that point in time they were still Jewish, they were still active Jewish, and they were affecting the tzibur. One of the things that they did was that many of them they wormed their way into favor into the government, and they used that against the Jews. So the Mashinim was a veiled reference to them, but the Kerfer was a much more direct reference to them. So that's why the original Girsa was the Kerfer, not the Mashinim. Okay, so your Masalka Miyad, Pirashem Mamtina Lo Shias Kira, so we don't give him time to remember. You physically remove him from the table. The reason we have to be concerned, the reason why he skipped it, is because he right now has thrown he's accepted their position and he doesn't want to be Mekalel himself.
What
bracha
didn't he say to
Blam Moshe? Correct. Gam even though till now he's been established as a person who's kosher, maybe now things changed. And therefore, we have to be concerned. So this time we remove him from the Amud, but he doesn't lose his job. If it happens. You know, what, no, three times, so for sure he lost his job. Two times, I don't know. Okay. Emesakon asoy. I feel a shaw ben tayim harbe b'lo yochol hizocher. I feel a hachi tlinah shemishkaga who in hiskol book. He said, however, if he started the bracha and then he got confused. So even though he had to wait some time, we wait. And so I don't know. The shalom here, just to get the metzias over here, and we do say the record of the Rambam, there's a shear of an hour. So it means the shahar over here means it was an hour anyway. You'd have to remove him any bracha because you need to move on, etc. He's saying he was there for a while, and Pashi still can't pull together. So he said that he started the bracha. So we should say, listen, why are we giving him more time to think? We have to remove him because maybe he's no. He started the bracha. We're not kosher for the chashash apikorsis, and we give him time to figure it out.
Who put the bracha?
Well, he bought the bracha.
Was there a Sanhedrin then? Is it before Churban or is it after?
There was this. Even if it was after Churban and Abayas, they still had a central authority. The Gemara just tells us it stood by Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan was a generation before Rabbi Kiva, so it was before Churban and Abayas.
Right. Who still had a Sanhedrin then?
Right. Yeah. They asked him to compose it.
He what the bracha? He forgot.
He couldn't remember how to say the bracha.
It's a Megillah?
Tomorrow brachas. Probably says over there in Megillah, and they'll give the second parak also. Probably Mitch mentions it, but the main Gemara is in brachas. Shliach Tzibur Sif Beis. Shliach Tzibur Shatoa. He can't. So people try to remind him, and he just got confused, and he can't get it back together again. Somebody else takes over the position of considering Chazak Hashatz. Kedar Shiz Bar Leo, Simon Nun Gimel, like we discussed earlier. And the second Baal Tefila will pick up from the beginning of that bracha. If the mistake was in one of the middle brachas, so he goes back to being in the bracha. So we discussed this before, and I mentioned to you that we had the Maisa once on Rosh Hashanah, that the Baal Tefila, Musaf, wasn't feeling well. And he said all the beginning of Chazar Sashatz, all the way through Kedusha, and you have the whole long prayer of Bechein Hepatacha. So he bedafka pushed himself to get to the end of Bracha Kel HaKadosh, then he stopped. Hamelach HaKadosh. He stopped because if he would not have gotten to there, they would have had to start all the Chazar Sashatz again. We would not have had to pute him again, but still, it would be Tircha de Tzibura. So he pushed himself to get to the. And somebody else took over. And that was the only time in my life I ever saw this halacha lemaisa. And I was like, what just happened over there? Okay. Sif Katan Zion. So he made a mistake. Any day, let's learn a Shuhu Nivo. He's confused. Even after you remind him, he's just confused and he can't do it. Preferably, the person who's taking over should be Misha Kibin L'chola Tfila Imashtich Tzibur. He was listening to all of the Shmones Chazar Sashat up to this point. He had not been talking during the time. Fine. If we don't have anybody like that at this moment, so you'll take somebody who was not focused, not listening. Even though he did not been listening to earlier, he doesn't go back to the beginning, which theoretically he should, because it's not a hemshach for him, but he doesn't. He made terech at Zebra. So he takes over. Like we said before, Sivkat and Tes, Simon and Gimel, Rutzalarma, the Mavurisham, the Sif Yazayan, the Lahiya Sarvan, by Sishah. So he said before over there, that even normally it's proper for the person to refuse once, twice before he accepts the position. In this situation, the person should go immediately. So he takes over from the beginning of the bracha, where the mistake was made, if it's one of the middle brachas. It's Kilasa bracha. Even if the mistake was made all the way towards the end of the bracha, he goes back to the beginning of the paragraph. Because that bracha wasn't completed, it's like it wasn't said. This would be true whether the person made a mistake. The person became weak. He's not able to continue. Somebody else takes over. In a case where the person became weakened and somebody else takes over, if it happened in the middle of bracha, he'd go back to Tovar Chatano. Lo yachter piyutim, he does not repeat the piyutim a second time. Okay. Kamachim b'diyevin im hisul b'makam shenishtate k'bolim rosh atover chatanu. If the second chazan did not go back to the beginning of atover chatanu, but continued from the point where the person had paused. So b'diyevin kim shadayin lefnei hasheni larmer b'soif haslichus mechal of an esenu ein lahakbe b'masha kitzer b'mtsiyoyus. So the ma'ase he says after finishing the anyam kippur, after finishing all the slichus, you see the paragraph of and therefore that's the ikar of that bracha. So he did really say the ikar of the bracha. So the fact that he left out the beginning of Tavar Chatonu would not be ma'akev b'di'evit. So they bring over here in the Moshe Dirshu from Shlomo Zalman that there was a situation where a person got weak in the piyutim in the third bracha. So some Zalman passed that somebody else should take over to finish the say the piyutim. And then the first chazan went back up and said from the kedusha the paragraph of tell the bracha from Kedosh Atah. I'm sorry, not from the last. We add Mechit Nepatacha. So the last paragraph is Kedosh Atah V'Nayir Rosh Melcha. Bracha Atah Shem Melcha Kedosh. So the first cousin went back for that paragraph. So he finished off the first three brachas. So even though somebody else stood in between and said all the piyutim and the kedusha etc., he finished off the bracha. That would be sufficient. Rishon Zalman held that the first cousin said all three brachas. Because he said all the way the first two brachas, and he said the third bracha. In between, somebody said the piyutim, and then the second person took over from the rest. So, interesting chav. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tag team.
What?
Tag team,
right? Okay. So Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yadav says Maskel Barosh. It was the first three brachas. You go back to the beginning. And the last three, you go back to Ritzei. So we don't divide up these three brachas, which are in some ways function as one unit, to two individuals. If the problem was he missed the bracha, he was in the middle of a bracha, of the first, doesn't make a difference. Okay, Kane writes he became weak and he could not continue. He was holding in the putim of the third bracha. Somebody else took over. So the second person would take over from the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz, but they didn't say the putim again. So the first two brachas were said, and still you go back to the beginning. Sheikh Tzibra Shehukayin, Bam Tzatvila Noida Shemais Echad Bebatim Esmuchim. Middle of Tzibila, they realized that they found out that somebody had passed away. One of the rooms or the buildings which were next to the shul, but there was access from that building into the shul. If you can close the access points, there is a tumah derabanan of what's called seif tumah lotzeis, since the derech would be that. That's going to be the path which you're going to use to take the tumah, take the mace out. So it's a tumah derabanan. Ein tzarach l'odia l'sheikh tzibra sheikh mitzvilah. So we don't inform him until he finishes his chazaras hashatz, and we tell him to leave. Miu im vada im siim tzvilas belachas. Well, he's going to die in the korom. Yomer loy b'yetsi. We should inform him, and he should leave before chazaras hashatz. We have to ask him b'korom. Somebody else will take over. So the Kohen will have to leave because you cannot close the access. So then the second person will take over with the halachas that you have over here. Now this is talking about the...
What if he found out that there was a dead person while he was in the middle of time?
Yeah. Now, you look at the language of the Mishnah Berurah. It says we don't have to inform him. In the case of the Tumah Derabanan. So the halacha is, if we do inform him, he has to leave. They said that we don't have to inform him. So that this is taking off of a halacha in Hilchos, you know, in your day, in Hilchos Tumas Kahanim. That case of a Tumah Deraisa, we have to inform him, even if this, let's say the person is sleeping, they slept without clothing. Right? Then somebody passes away. So do we wake the guy up, say, you know, it's good to get up right now, get him dressed, and then tell him? Or we say, you got to get out of here. Right? So if it's a Tumah Deraisa, we say, you got to get out of here. If it's a Tumah Derabanan, we wake him up, and we get him dressed, and then we tell him, and then he leaves. So the same idea, that by Tumah Derabanan, we can make considerations. Once you tell him, he has to leave, but we don't have to tell him right away. By Tumah Deraisa, you have to tell him. There is a Shari Tshuva over here which argues on this. That's a Bir Lacha brings that from the Prima Gadol. He brings the Shari Tshuva says that once he started Chazaras Hashatz, he doesn't have to interrupt the Chazaras Hashatz even if we told him.
By Tumah Derabanan.
The case that would only be a Tumah Derabanan, Soif Tumah Lotzeis. Okay.
What Lotzeis?
Soif Tumah Lotzeis. There's a concept in halacha that in a case where there's all of the access points between the two buildings are closed, but it's potentially, this is might be, we might take the mace out through this door or any one of the doors, so that generates a Tumah in the path of how it goes out. Even though the doors, the access between the two is closed, so there's a door between. So you're not having the tumas oil passing from one to the other, since this door will be the path which we will open to take the tumah through, or at least potentially one of the doors, and this being one of the doors. So therefore, because I'll put a tumah, there's a tumah on that pesach, which means there's a tumah now in the room which is attached to it. Okay. Mishabur Sif Gimel. Komakam Shayakit Khazum is Palo. In a case where an individual person made a mistake which would force him to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, so the Shliach Tzibur would do the same. During Chazor Sashat, if he makes a mistake, he has to correct it. Chutz mishachris of Rosh Chodesh, with the exception of shachris of Rosh Chodesh. He's going to say one second. Shem shachris Shliach Tzibur hiskar yalla b'yavoy asher hishlam tefilasoy emar tzibur nesoy. So if you forgot yalla b'yavoy in shachris on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, and he finished already, so Yochi would have to go back and repeat. No, he doesn't have to go back and repeat. Mivnei Tarcha Tzibur. And Shari Tfilas and Musaf on the phone of Shumaskir bought Rosh Chodesh. He will mention Rosh Chodesh in Musaf. So we say in this Maimon of Tfilah of Shachar and Musaf, Rosh Chodesh will be mentioned. So because of the Tirch of the Tzibur, A, and we'll be mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, B, we don't make him do repeat. So by Mincha, which you wouldn't have that argument, because there's no other Tfilah with it which does mention it, you would have to go back. Now, this is all talking about that if he finished Shemoneh Esrei, and theoretically we'd have to have him repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. If he realizes before he was mashed in Tfilosoi, somewhere he's holding in Sim Shalom, so Choshev would say, "Vein mizet tarchat tzibur." That's not considered tarchat tzibur. They go back to Bitzay. V'yesharim tzim tov b'shachris shal Shabbos v'yomtiv dinakam b'rosh chodesh v'achi nohu. So he davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos morning. So I'll mention Shabbos by Musaf. Now, where the tzibur was, I have no idea. It's a tirchah de tzibur, like, you know, he went through Gantz Chazar Shajat of weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and nobody corrected him. Right? And now he wants to repeat Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos, it's a tirchah de tzibur. I mean, like, whatever. Okay? So the Bir Halacha does says it's not motzi klal this whole case that somebody shouldn't point it out to him before he gets all the way to that the Shemoneh Esrei, right? Okay, he says maybe the case where it says Hachi Noh would be a case where the problem was Hachi Nohug, right? So it would be relevant in the case where it was Yontav and Shabbos and he forgot. So then, it's possible the person made a mistake and didn't mention Shabbos in the Yontav Shemoneh Esrei. But he'll mention it again by Musaf. So there, that would be a relevant case. Sifkat Yud Beis, im shachach shliach tzibur. He forgot some element of tefillah. L'inyan yachid im shachach ayin le'ba simen kuchav talitzim. Sif Yud. Something that he was bad. I mean, he listened to Chazar Shashat. Okay, fine. That's the point. Okay. Well, here's
the listens to Chazar Shashat.
In the case before, if the Yochid forgot, he can fulfill his fear by listening to the Chazar Shashat to Shulchan
Aruch. Forgot what?
Whatever. Here's the Yalav Yavoy. If the mistake, however, was in these other husafas, so machzir, so he has to go back. V'dafka yalla b'yabim neshes yikaren echad erlo l'kan l'kan. Yalla b'yabim, you can't say, well, I'll say mashal v'ruch and musaf. Therefore, it'll count for shachris. No, Masha Baruch of Musaf is Musaf. Whereas the yisod of Musaf is to mention the idea that it's Rosh Chodesh, so that we allow it to work for the shachris as well. But Masha Baruch of Musaf has no shachris to the Masha Baruch of shachris. The only exception over here is. I'm sorry. He says, and the he says, who would then, if the person made a mistake of Shacharis, of Shabbos, and Yom Tov, like Rosh Chodesh? What's the learner? You doubt. Sheshacha v'ispalo shalchol, v'hizger minyano shal Shabbos and Yom Tov. He died with the week Tishman Esrei, did not mention Shabbos at all, or Yom Tov at all. V'hishlim t'vi losay, and he finished all the Shman Esrei. Avim nizger kredim sheishlim t'vi losay, if he realizes before he finished, because he goes back to the fourth bracha, later on it's mashma. Could be his mashal that even if he didn't, even if he wasn't mashal too low, so he doesn't have to go back, he can rely on the musaf. Didn't come Rosh Chodesh, the bush became deus pizzable, he free of lakranim kosu karab. The bush being some people argue on the Ramah, but the mice, lakranim accept the sheet of the Ramah, that such a mistake on Shabbos would, you would rely on musaf. Okay.
What such a mistake you would rely on?
If a person forgot the shop to mention Shabbos at all and only died on the weekday, Shemin Esrei, the cousin.
We're talking about the
Shabbos. It's all talking about the Shabbos Tibur, yeah. Okay. Dalit. In Tosh Tibur, because she's Pala Balachash. The Shabbos Tibur made a mistake in his Silent Shemin Esrei, right? He doesn't go back and repeat. And the Terech HaZibur, El Samer Chala Tefillah Sheispala B'Kol Rom. He can use his Chazor Shashat as his second tefillah. As opposed to having Davin silently a second time and then doing Chazor Shashat, that'd be a Terech HaZibur. B'Hush Le'Tov B'Shalosh B'Sharnas, Shem Tov B'Hem Le'Lam Chazor K'mar B'Shachar Chazor. When a mistake in the first three brachas, he has to correct. Okay. Siv cotton tezayin tzemach mimalachish tamariv. However, that's only true by shachas amincha, but by mariv where there's no chazar shashatz, so he has to correct it and go back. Shein loyal amalismach. So he can't. But there's nothing to replace the mistaken, the improper shvat esrei by mariv. Mi b'shabbos yismach al bracha mi in sheva. However, Friday night. By Mar, if he made a mistake, he can rely on the Birchas main Sheva that he's going to say. Like we say later on, that Birchas main Sheva counts like a Shemoneh Esrei, and a Yochid who made a mistake can rely on, can use that, listen to it and use that. So the Chazan can as well.
Well, often the week, they Shemoneh Esrei instead of the Shabbos.
What was the case of Reis HaMachas that you're relying on it? A lot of Dafka, the Kamegar learns over the Rimen, let's say the Yochid forgot Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim. So he let Yotzis Shemot Esrei. He finished already, so he listens to Rechaz Min Shabbat. It's like he listened to Chodosh Shabbat. Even though in that, there was no Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim. But he said it's another Shemot Esrei. So that would be acceptable as well. A mistake in the first three, he has to correct. So the Mishnah Berurah, Bishalosh Rishonos. So Davka Kashenizker Kadam Sheshman Tvilosa. He said a mistake in the first three brachas, and he realized later on, but he had not finished Manasseh yet. So go back to the beginning and say everything. This is a Torah Tzibur Kol Kach. That's not such a big Tircha. Our Achar Sheshem Tvilosa. But he finished all of Shmanasseh, and then he realizes he made a mistake in the first three brachas. And a Chayzer. He realized in Chazor Shashatz, Kein Kosel Levush, Kein Yitzkim, or however I heard him. The Torah Paulik, Mekel, Afila, B'shal Shashatz, B'chol Kavni, Yitzamach, Olav, Lo Hifse. He says, even in a case where a person's still in Shemoneh Esrei, and he realizes that he forgot Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim, let's say, or he said Masha Baruch Amor Negoshim, when he shouldn't have. And he's holding, he realizes, and it hits him, he's holding the Shemaya Tefilo. Keep going, finish it, and Chazor Shashatz, you'll correct it, according to the Torah. According to the others, what we were saying before, no, that you have to go back. You have to go back. It's a mistake in the first three brachas. You have to go back to the beginning. No, don't do that. Just according to the Torah, you would just rely on that. Let's hold it here.